Thank you for that song. So, in far, far away France, there is a very old tree. And by very old, I mean William the Conqueror, back in 1060-something, prayed at the base, 66, thank you, prayed at the base of this tree before heading off on his famous conquest. Now, the tree is now like 800 years old, and it stands as France's oldest tree, which is quite an accomplishment. Well, standing might be pushing it. If you kind of see, there's like pillars that are propping it up, pushing it, holding it up. There are shingles replacing the bark. So back in the 17th century, the tree was struck by lightning, and it gutted its trunk, and you would think, oh, well, the tree's done for. But no, 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 there were these two monks, and they said, nope, we're going to build a shrine inside. So if you look in there, you can see, I think it's a vase, a pot of flowers. And so the shrine to the Virgin Mary eventually drew so many people that it became a chapel. And they held services there. And this tree became known as the Chapel Oak. Well, this is all good and well until something called the French Revolution came along. And so as the churches fell during that time, this tree remained standing, and so did the people's connection to it. They saved the oak from the chopping block with just a name change. They called it a Temple of Reason. And so the tree remained standing. And people still came there to worship, to learn from each other, to be with each other, to survive and to thrive with each other during difficult times. Now, the tree looks like something from a Tim Burton movie. There are shingles all over it. But despite this, worshipers still come to that chapel twice a year to worship. And I think August 15th is the Assumption of the Virgin Mary, so they go there on that day. So if there was ever a tree to represent all stages of life, of learning, of evolution, of adaptation, of resilience in times of strife, it's the chapel oak. Or perhaps it's this tree. Does anybody know what this tree is? So this is, if you see on the statue part, this is the Bodhi tree. Now, this tree is very sacred to Buddhists and all those who are in search of enlightenment, because thousands of years ago, Buddha sat under this Bodhi tree, under its heart-shaped leaves, meditating until he gained enlightenment. Now, unlike the chapel oak, Buddha sat under that tree thousands of years ago, and the original Bodhi tree is unfortunately long gone. But just like life, when a beloved family member passes away, their legacy lives on, and so does the Bodhi tree. A traveler from China in the 7th century wrote, "Every time this tree was destroyed, a new tree was planted in the same place." They're not going to let that tree get away. Now in the spot where Buddha once sat, under that Bodhi tree, is a direct descendant of that tree called the Mahabodhi tree. And this tree is old. It was planted around 250 BCE, and pilgrims still flock to it, as they did thousands of years ago, hoping to gain enlightenment, or at least a little bit of Brother Buddha's wisdom. This tree is also very human, in that the shrine that surrounds it, if you see on the bottom, it's covered in ribbons. And these ribbons hold the prayers of the pilgrims, the hopes, the wishes, the dreams. You know, we humans, we are really willing to work hard for enlightenment or for whatever we put our minds to it. But if there was some divine intervention, just a little bit, we would appreciate it. And so those are the ribbons placed around. And when you look at this tree blessed by all these ribbons, you see all of us tied together, interconnected in this vast journey with all our hopes, our wishes, our dreams, all our prayers traveling together. There was ever a tree to represent the human search for spiritual knowledge, both external and internal, both probing and far-seeking, both in the here and now, and with the eyes on the future and the past. I think it's the Bodhi tree and all its descendants. But we need not go to France or India or even Mitchell Park to find the sacred. For the sacred is within all of us, each of us here in this building. Each of us when we feel compelled to shine, when we connect to each other. When we are young and we're still trying to understand how to grok this really big, complicated, messy world, one thing that helps us through the mystery is as one part guide, one part mentor, one part companion on this journey through this vast, vast forest of Unitarian Universalism. RE teachers know that just like trees, each human has its own unique shape, size, and essence. They draw upon the strength of our children, and they treat them with compassion and understanding, nudging our young people to go deeper, to draw sustenance from the earth, and to reach towards the sky. For they know that our faith draws strength from deep roots and high branches reaching towards the infinite. Teachers cultivate religious education as the nourishing soil that surrounds our trees in our UU forest. For our children, it provides the nutrients necessary for growth, nurturing their young roots as they begin to explore the world of spirituality and faith development. Through stories, songs, rituals, games, and discussions, their roots grow deeper and they grow higher with branches extending out to hold on to one another. But just as trees continue to grow and evolve over time, so does our faith and our understanding of it and our understanding of our own hearts in general. These foundational lessons from childhood, they leave us hankering for more when we're older. Like a tree in a drought, we are thirsty. We want to grow despite our age, and we do grow. Adult Learning Journey, our rebranding name for Adult Religious Education Committee, recognizes this. It recognizes that the process of growth of learning is ceaseless. It never ends. We can always look up. We can always gaze at the sunlight that filters through the companion, that filters through our leaves to be illuminated by new perspectives, to reach out, to understand what once seemed incomprehensible to us, to stretch our branches in search of the truth, whatever that may be, and reaching towards one another. Yet, even the mightiest trees need support from their surrounding. We're not alone in our complex faith journeys, and religious education matters, no matter if we are 9 or 99. It shows there are always others along with the journey with us to learn and to grow with. In a faith as pluralistic and diverse as ours, religious education serves as the interconnected root system that binds us together and enables us to drink from the waters of life in this world's many faiths and philosophies. It allows us to draw strength from one another, to share our wisdom and our struggles. So, let us follow this path that our religious educators here at UUCPA have created for us. No matter what our age, let us tend to the forest of our faiths with care and reverence for one another, nurturing the growth of both our young saplings and our weathered oaks. Let us tend to each other as we tend to the earth, as our mission states. Through the rich soil and the sunlight of religious education, may we continue to thrive and flourish, rooted in love and reaching towards the sun, just like this little guy, Lumi. Blessed be.